our next speaker. Both he and his union have been on the front line of the movement against racism and fascism. They've been mobilising their members against far right on the streets, and their members have also faced violent attacks from far right fascists. I'd like you to please welcome the Assistant General Secretary of RMT, Steve Pedley. Yeah.
Thank you for the invite to speak here today, and the organisers for organising so many people to come along. My union is the RMT, and we're made up of an amalgamation of the NUR, which is the Railway Union, and the NUS, which is the National Union of Sea Workers. So if you've got to use the road, and don't do it today because they're shut, halfway through here in King's Cross, please tell us to jump in to our building, because if you go into that building, on the left-hand side in the section is a plaque to the people who fought in the international brigades in Spain. We had 100 volunteers that we can trace, or probably more, because just like then, the left that went to fight in Spain were the ones that were pilloried by the government. It was a legal exile, and they were victimized when they come back, so we probably had more than 100, but we had 100 people recognized on our plan. Now, the relevance of Spain is this. We had international solidarity from people coming all over the world, and they went to fight fascism. But the fact is, even if you're completely right and your enemy is completely wrong, it doesn't guarantee victory. That's the reality of Spain. Because the enemy were financed, they were organised, the government of Britain sat on its hands, while the Axis powers helped the Spanish fascists militarily and financially, and the Republican government was crushed in Spain. So we have to remember that when we're organising the anti-racist fight in Britain today, it doesn't mean just because we're right and they're wrong that we're going to win. It's who's best organised, who gets into the workplaces, and who convinces workers. And our arguments are very simple. We have about less than 1% of society, the ruling class, who organise this country for their own benefit. They organise the world for their own benefit. And you think, well, how is it possible for such a system to exist? At least 99% of people are being completely disadvantaged. And what it is they use tactics, very tactics, that divide the working class. And one of them is racism. They'll say to people, well, see that council house over there? You could have that council house if that black person wasn't doing it. Or you could have that job if that Irish people wasn't, Irish person wasn't doing that job. Or you could have whatever, as long as their immigrant wasn't there. You could have a wonderful life. Well, fortunately, the history that we have, all the 20th century alone, would show that's wrong, because if you were a worker in Germany, under the Nazi dictatorship, you suffered, your hours were longer, and your pay was less, and you were liable to take them off and executed if you, or at least sent to a concentration camp, if you complained about your treatment at work, same in Italy, and the same in Spain. So really, it's a very easy argument, I think, to convince workers that they're not going to be better off under a far-right government. But it's Boris Johnson, I mean, I think, it was a real turnaround, wasn't it, when he was criticising the Bulgarian hooligans. Apparently the Bulgarian hooligans said, well, John Boris is a nice bloke, but he's a bit extreme for us. We don't call him a bank robber. But when you have people like Johnson, you're really aping Trump. What they're doing is that they're appealing to the lowest common denominator in order to divide people. It's racism, or it's against a different religion, or whatever other that you can actually create. It takes away, it distracts, and he's an absolute master of distraction, it distracts from the fact that he's given huge tax cuts. He has mates. The super rich can even be super richer. And they're cutting the benefits of workers, and they're making people on welfare suffer for the tax cuts that have been given to the 1%. And that's the effort of distraction that Johnson has used. And he, if he gets the opportunity in Britain, I have to say, he's got a perfect record in the Commons about it. The latest one, he's had 7 votes and he's lost 7 votes. for a boxer, his manager would probably have a word. He goes, you know, it's his case, not really. But we have a really serious situation, and I'm going to be a bit controversial. I'm not referring to much of a million people. Well, let me say, if we stay within the European Union, at the current time, the Labour manifesto is as worth a paper as written on. That's the reality. And these are harsh words, but they're going to have to be spoken. Because you cannot renationalise the railway if you stay within the European Union and its current funds. And you can't renationalise the postal service and all the other services that all the other utilities, which are owned by European capital and capital from all over the world, cannot be renationalised within the structures of the European Union. There's a fourth rail bill going through now, and French workers are already on strike against it. And we have Spanish workers and German workers preparing to go out and strike against it. It's going to bring chaos if you have the franchising system that we have in Britain and take those markets which have previously been nationalised in Europe and open them up to private capital. So I'll tell you what I fear most of all, and of course I'm going to compete for a Labour government, but I fear Jeremy Corbyn, and probably the most Labour, left-wing Labour leader ever, getting elected, and then coming along, and people were going, well, you told us you were going to renationalise the railway, where is it? You told us you were going to renationalise the postal service, where is it? What about the utilities? Because that's the question, how are you going to do that within the European Union? And I have to say, I think Jeremy and people around him follow a quite Benite tradition in the Labour Party, and wanted to leave the European Union, but we have a position where others around him have bamboozled him, and he acquired it, and he's got to accept another vote for Remain. I'll tell you why, you might condemn the people that are out there, the Tommy Robinsons and people like that, and I condemn them wholeheartedly, and will oppose them if they ever. But they're getting the hearing amongst our members, they're getting the hearing amongst the working class, they're getting the hearing. So I think what we need to do is organising the workplace, organising our branch meetings, and organising the community, and put forward socialist arguments. We have to put forward socialist arguments. Because if we have a Labour Party, it's a most left-wing Labour Party, that fails and falls in its arse, I'll tell you what, people are going to turn to the right. Yeah. It's guaranteed. So we need an absolutely bold programme. If we end up staying within the European Union, under a Labour government, Jeremy has got to say, we're not being bound by these structures of the European Union. We can't become another Greece where the Syriza party came to power on a massive left-wing vote and then ended up implementing more cuts than the previous Conservative Party. We can't have it. And our message should be simple. Immigrants are welcome here. We have to get enough houses, not just for British people who are living here in the minute, but for people coming into our country. And when they come to work here, there should be a unionised jobs and a unionised workplace on the same terms and conditions that are negotiated by a union as anyone else that lives here. Because that will overcome the racism and the fascism. If everybody's got a house, everybody's got a job, everybody's got a decent NHS, and people are working on the same money, terms and conditions as the people already here, then the racists do not have an argument. So comrades, the trade union movement 100% behind Stand Up to Racism, the fight against racism, and the fight against fascism. Let's go out and get a Labour government, but let's make sure that that Labour government employs a socialist policy when it gets elected.
Both Leave and Remain supporters should unite against racism and fascism.